Lesson from Old Dr. Mark. Be slow to speak for God. If you have a word from God, then by all means speak it. Be careful, though, not to respond out of your emotions. Wait for a firm answer from God. Later that night, however, God reminded Nathan how being a prophet works. First, God talks, then the prophet, not vice versa. Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord has declared. Are you the one to build a house for me to live in? I have never lived in a house from the day I brought the Israelites out of Egypt until this very day. I have always moved from one place to another with a tent and a tabernacle as my dwelling. Yet no matter where I've gone with the Israelites, I've never once complained to Israel's tribal leaders, the shepherds of my people Israel. I've never asked them, why haven't you built me a beautiful cedar house? Now go and say to my servant David, this is what the Lord of heaven's armies has declared. I took you from tending sheep in the pasture and selected you to be the leader of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have destroyed all your enemies before your eyes. Now I will make your name as famous as anyone who has ever lived on the earth, and I will provide a homeland for my people Israel, planting them in a secure place where they will never be disturbed. Evil nations won't oppress them as they've done in the past, starting from the time I appointed judges to rule my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Furthermore, the Lord declares that He will make a house for you, a dynasty of kings. For when you die and are buried with your ancestors, I will raise up one of your descendants, your own offspring, and I will make his kingdom strong. He is the one who will build a house, a temple for my name, and I will secure his royal throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he sins, I will correct and discipline him with the rod, like any father would do. But my favor will not be taken from him as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from your sight. Your house and your kingdom will continue before me for all time, and your throne will be secure forever. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 5 through 16. None of what God spoke through Nathan is a rebuke. God's word to David is more of a loving warning from father to son. Listen, if you build me a house, it may be the final blow, the final nail in your coffin of hubris. After all I've already done through you, this thing you must leave for another to do. You don't build me a house. I build you a house. Always overflowing with grace, God also reminded David of the long-term blessing that was his. He told David, I've made your name among the great. Your name will be famous till the end of time. Perhaps David the Great is not too extravagant a title after all. When God says great, he means great, and who are we to argue? It was God who gave David the anointing to kill Goliath. It was God who raised David up from the barley fields of Bethlehem to a palace in Jerusalem. It was God who led David's armies through all those battles. It was God who made the name of a shepherd boy great among the nations. Lesson from Old Dr. Mark. God may well call us to face great challenges, or do great feats for Him, or overcome great obstacles. However, if you get yourself in that place where you think you're building houses for God, He will firmly, sometimes painfully, remind you that He is the one building houses for you. You don't raise Him up. He raises you up. As though God's word...